from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Odyssey celebrates the back-to-school season, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Overnight, some very heavy downpours, thunderstorms moving through. We have some rain moving through the area right now as well. We'll keep you posted to the latest from AccuWeather. Larry Richard with my in-studio guest from KDKA-TV, Barry Pintar. And watching your report last night from Butler, I just thought fascinating how the Butler Farm showed the site of Trump's rally, and obviously the tragic history that will always be associated with that, but people trying to move on with their lives in that area
they
in
are.
Particular.
And you really have to ask the question, can that happen? I mean, for example, today, if I say Texas Book Depository,
right?
I mean, what, 60 years later, you know, we really hope they can, because as you mentioned, this Butler Farm Show's, it's an incredible thing. I personally can't recommend enough that folks go up there for that week for $10 to get in the door, see everything, ride rides, you know, see the cows, the horses, the sheep, the chicken. It's just a really cool thing. But yes, they are fighting. And as a matter of fact, someone said to me at the station, who is very tied to it, that they are concerned that people are just going to pay their $10 just to come in to take the selfie at the spot, you know, to which she said to them, take the money and run. But they, to which they would reply, it's not about that. I'd rather the people come who are supporting the farm show, who want to be a part of this community, who can enjoy everything from a funnel cake to bidding on a steer, to petting, to letting your kids ride the rides, whatever. So it really is, Larry, that juxtaposition of famous and infamous, and where do you find that middle that's going to make folks happy?
And I understand that. I feel for them for that reason. However, they got to get up and go to work and do what they do. And a lot of people forget, Butler's obviously about an hour from Pittsburgh.
Right.
And it's very rural around that region in the county.
Right.
So this has been their biggest, the farm show has been their biggest event, and it's back this Monday. I was wondering, knowing it was coming up, whether they would continue and proceed with it, but it makes sense that they would.
Well, and you know, interesting you should ask that. I was asking that question, you know, a week ago, because it was still very much an active investigation site. I had been up there following, you know, we could see the Secret Service, the FBI, the state police. As a matter of fact, just a kind of interesting story. We went to put up our drone one day, maybe 10 days ago. State police came running to, no, you can't do that. You can't do that. So still very much and active investigation scene at that time. And I wondered, that's how this conversation started with this person at the station who's tied with it. I'm like, do you think they're going to go through with this?
Right.
Because we're not talking that long ago and still a very active news cycle topic, and still as recently as a few days ago, congressional hearings of back and forth and finger pointing, And as you know, if you saw 2 days ago, I think it was, the Beaver SWAT team going on ABC News saying, this is not our fault. We reported this an hour ahead of time. We text pictures to the Secret Service, to the command center. So, yeah, still very much all this going on. And I, like you, wondered, are they going to go through with this? They are, very much so. And I'm really glad for them because they're good people. And it's there does come a point where you go, we got to move on and let the chips fall where they may.
2 nights ago in Harrisburg, as you know, Donald Trump reiterated that I'm going back to Butler.
Yes.
When he said that, I thought, obviously, where is he going to go?
Huge question.
And you've been trying to figure that out.
I did.
Checking out at the airport, which is where he was.
Correct.
In 2020.
Correct.
On Halloween night, ironically, mm-hmm. before the election. That was his last public appearance.
Yeah, and I've called both locations as recently as 4 days ago, I believe. The airport says, we really don't know. The fairgrounds say, we really don't know, as in they haven't contacted them. And just so you know how much truth that is to that, even this last rally before everything hit the fan, I was up at the Butler Farm grounds, the Butler Fair Show grounds, 4 days before the rally. And I said, where on the grounds are they going to be? They go, we don't know. Secret Service doesn't tell us that until the last moment. So that nutcases, excuse me, that's not very journalistic, like this 20-year-old who went up there to scope the area ahead of time. So they purposefully, not even under this umbrella, but they purposefully always keep it quite secret till the last moment to avoid what just happened.
We're with Barry Pintar, KDK-TV. Also want to ask you, coming up next, you've been talking to a lot of people about the potential for our governor to be the vice presidential running mate of Kamala Harris, next on the Big K Morning Show.
Vice President Harris has been battle-tested. She is ready to not just be the standard-bearer of our party, but to be the 47th President of the United States of America. She's not only ready, she's damn ready.
Whoa. Governor Josh Shapiro stumping for Kamala Harris, and now we find out she will make her announcement apparently Tuesday at a rally in Philadelphia.
So they say. I mean, they'll often say Tuesday, and all of a sudden Sunday or Monday, boom, you know. But anyway, yeah.
Well, we've learned that big news stories just keep coming.
Yeah.
I mean, it's amazing to me. We're with Barry Pintar, by the way, KDK-TV. And the fact is that in terms of big news, so when Joe Biden said he's stepping down, two Sundays ago, suddenly his name has dropped almost complete. You don't hear anybody talking about him anymore.
Right.
Except last night with a prisoner swap.
Right.
And by the way,
which Kamala was very present and part of that,
and
if you noticed.
Purposefully,
of course.
I'm sure, for optics and being a part of that, which was a historic moment. And I think most of the country happy to see it. Obviously here, because a Butler native and Oakmont resident, Mark Fogel, who's been in a prison cell for 3 years in Russia, and all the bipartisan effort that went on here with our senators
and
congressmen.
And his family. How about his family? His 90-some-year-old mother, now his sister speaking out. I mean, seriously, Larry, imagine being them. Just getting news that there's going to be a prisoner swap, and after all these years having hope, and then, I mean, really, how could anyone's heart not go out for that 90-year-old mother who we've heard say, I just want to see my son again before I die.
And his sister, Anne, KDK-TV, was able to reach out, and I was surprised to hear her say that she talked to Mark.
We knew that something was going on yesterday from the news feeds. We started calling our senators and the ambassadors that we knew and the State Department. And we really hoped that they were going to get Mark on the plane. But Mark called me yesterday morning. And when I realized that he was in Rybinsk, I knew that things were not going well.
I feel for that family.
Absolutely.
And the effort will continue to try to find a way to bring Mark home. And coming up, you're going to hear from the family attorney of the Fogels, Sasha Phillips. Our own Michael Bartley had a chance to speak with her last evening, and we'll hear what she had to say coming up. And also, this weekend, completely off of that topic, is You've got the Steelers and their annual Friday Night Lights.
How exciting is that? Guess how bad I want to be a night reporter today. I'm not. I work dayside. But oh, my gosh.
Latrobe's High School. It's an up-close and personal opportunity.
Yeah, $10 a ticket, I think.
And the Pirates are back home against the Diamondbacks with some new talent. Later on this morning in our 9 o'clock hour, we're going to talk to Pirates broadcaster Joe Block.
Nice.
And you have a question about KDK Radio since you grew up here, went to Canavan.
Oh, yeah. So I said to Larry, I got a really bizarre question. If you can go into the Weirdsville thing. KDK is such a legend, TV and radio side. And, brother, I just missed the whole Kaufman's Window Farkleberry thing.
With Jack Bogart.
What do you mean, Jack?
I did it for a while,
yeah,
too.
What do you mean a while? But here's my big question. To this day, I don't know what a Farkleberry cookie tasted like.
You've such a sheltered life.
I did. I guess
you were out in L.A. for that.
Well, no, the lines were so low. No, well, but I visited home with Chris Berger, and I'm like, oh, I went to school with Larry. Look at him there. It was so cool, but I never got to taste one. So please, finally let me know, what did a Farkleberry cookie taste like?
Well, it's interesting you say that because we had Jack Bogut created that.
Oh, did he? Okay.
Back in the day for Children's Hospital.
I remember, yeah.
We did 3 weeks leading up to Christmas.
So cool.
And there would be
magical
1 week broadcasting from the window of Kaufman's,
yep,
Gimbel's, and Horn's.
Oh, see, I just remember Kaufman's. You did all of them, huh?
Each week
would
be a
different
one.
That's so cool.
And we would all do our shows there. And
for
4 years, I followed John Cigna when we were still playing music.
Yeah.
And so we would be in the window. And
so
there was something
cool.
Magic about that.
Oh, understatement
in
magic.
In fact, we emulated that when I was at Clarion, and we invited Jack Bogut to come up, and we did our show from the bank window on Main Street in Clarion.
Is that right?
And I was so impressed that Jack took the time to drive up there.
Which, wow.
You know,
2 hours.
From here.
Yeah.
And I thought, wow, that
super
inspired
cool.
me to always remember to give back because of Jack doing that.
Yeah.
So we collected the money that week, and then we all went down from our radio station to be in the window to give the money to Jack outside the window.
Okay. Okay. Cool.
And then while we were there, because we were in radio at college, we were invited by the late Harry O'Toole, who worked here for many years, to do a tour. So I actually toured the station.
KDKA.
Yeah.
Yeah, cool.
And then end up meeting and working with Jack and John Cigna and all those guys. So,
not to mention end up being a KDKA legend himself, if I might say, which you are. And if I may also add, don't be pushing that commercial button. You still haven't told me what a Farkleberry cookie tastes like. I really want to know. Was it a sugar cookie with cinnamon? Because that's what it looked like, or what?
No, it wasn't cinnamon. I don't know. That's a great question.
Oh, no. I'm not going to get an answer. Someone's going to have to call in and let us know.
I'm going to have to call the Sorayos at Oakmont Bakery. And
is that where they came from?
Yeah. You want the you want the ingredients and the recipe?
I just want to know. I've always wanted to know what they tasted like. But if they came from Oakmont Bakery, then that answers 80% of my question. They were delicious. I may do a free plug.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Listen, you've got to come back. I really appreciate the work you're doing. Proud of you.
I appreciate
KDK
that.
TV. It's a new world in our business.
It is.
And you got to hustle more than ever. And
true.
You're doing a great job.
I appreciate that, Larry. Thank you, man. It's been a pleasure. Let's do it again for sure.
Yeah, let's do it again. And look for Barry Pintar, KDK TV. And the Butler Farm Show is going on next week.
Monday through Saturday. Go. They're open until 11 o'clock at night. $10 gets you in. Good people. Go support them.
Give them a little love.
Yes.
Coming up next, you're going to hear from the attorney of the Fogle family. This is the Big K Morning Show. Thanks for choosing us. Larry Richard with our anchorman, Paul Rasmussen. Big disappointment locally to the prisoner swap. Certainly happy for those who were freed. However, Butler native and Oakmont teacher Mark Fogle, 3 years in a Russian labor camp. And reaction to that, Paul, as you can imagine from the family, a great disappointment.
I learned that during his incarceration, Larry, Mark Fogle has been hospitalized 4 times. This medical marijuana that he had been arrested and imprisoned for was for chronic pain.
And our own Michael Bartley last evening had a chance to talk to the family attorney, Sasha Phillips, and get her reaction to Mark Fogle not being on that plane.
I cannot imagine. This is her only son, and she is 95, and Mark is not in a good health. As a matter of fact, he had the medical marijuana with him because he used it as pain management for his debilitating medical condition. And her biggest fear is that she will never see her son again. This is particularly hard because this is the second time Mark gets passed up.
Passed over, yeah.
Somebody else, yeah.
Is there any comfort in knowing that they're working on it? I just expected him to be on the list today.
Me too. This is a historic prisoner swap. This is one of the bigger ones in U.S. and potentially world history. And this is a huge disappointment, again, because this is the second time in a row. And it's been 3 years. I do believe that our government and our country are incredibly powerful. And I do believe that if they were in fact doing everything within their power to bring Mark home, they would have done this by now. They brought back Trevor Reed. They brought back Paul Whelan, they brought back Brittany Griner, Evan Gershkovich. They brought back foreign nationals. That, and I understand, you know, once again, I'm not in any way complaining about people who came home.
Of course not. We're not diminishing that at all. We're happy for them, but we want our hometown guy home.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Butler, born and raised, you know, Pennsylvania teacher. Who loved his job, who got sent there by the U.S. government. So he didn't go there for a friend's wedding like Paul did. He didn't go there for a family reason. He got sent there by the U.S. government to teach the children of the U.S. diplomats at the Anglo-American school.
I know he has health issues. What can you tell us about his condition?
He just turned 63, actually, on July 28th. That was a very sad birthday. So his condition is deteriorating rapidly. He has multiple surgeries on his back. This is not something, you know, this is not a medical condition he got yesterday. This is decades long. I think the first surgery he had was in the 1990s. And his sister, as his family members described, episode where Mark was unable to move. He was just writhing on the floor in pain. This was before he went to Russia. He had multiple surgeries on his back, on his joints, his hip, his knees. And so he wasn't in a great shape when he got to Russia. But for his teaching activities and everything like that, that was bearable with adequate pain management therapy and everything like that. So he's been now incarcerated for 3 years in a Russian prison.
Wow.
The medical attention that he's getting, if we can call it that, basically consists of maybe a couple of mystery pills here and there and a couple of shots here and there. No one in the medical facilities speaks English. So Mark doesn't know what's going on. He just gets a shot. He doesn't know what it is. He doesn't get better. Nothing changes. But his ability to walk is deteriorating. He is getting muscle atrophy. He's unstable. He can't walk on uneven surfaces. And obviously, you can't ask the jail to have even surfaces everywhere he goes. So he's in dire straits. This is not a situation where we're being overly dramatic. Without proper medical health, medical health care, rather, at best, he is looking at severe disability. At worst, his 14-year sentence is a death sentence.
I want his mother to see him again. What happens now? Do we just do you keep appealing to our folks, our senators and congressmen, to put the pressure on?
I would love for you to ask that question to the United States government, to President Biden, to Secretary Blinken. What happens now? Because they're the only ones who can bring Mark home. It takes the American government to bring Mark home. What do you do? What are your next steps?
Sasha Phillips, the attorney for the Fogel family, with our own Michael Bartley last night. A lot of people might not have caught the part that he was sent there by the United States government to teach diplomats' children.
They were going to teach, he was going to be teaching their children, the diplomats at the U.S. Embassy, their children were going to be learning English from him before that everything went awry. This is something that he had been doing as a career for a number of years.
So for those that may think, oh, well, he just went there on a visit or some kind of other mission, it was directly involved with the U.S. government. And they feel abandoned. And I don't blame them.
One thing that I was encouraged by is I happened to glance up at one of our television monitors last hour in the newsroom, Larry, and the CBS morning show was on. And the reporter was at the White House doing a stand-up on this story, and I saw Mark Fogel's picture. At least he's being mentioned now.
As well he should be, so we got to keep the pressure on. And the bipartisan support that he's gotten has been encouraging. Democrat, Republican.
Yeah, we were talking about, Fetterman, Casey in the Senate, three of the representatives in the area, DeLuzio, Kelly, and Reschenthaler, all up in arms about this, and they were all early and often calling on the government to make sure that Fogel was involved in the prisoner swap when the reports even first surfaced.
I guess the only positive takeaway to your point is that he is on the radar nationally and should be on a list of those who were detained unlawfully.
Yeah. He broke the law in Russia, clearly, if he had medical marijuana. That's their law, okay? It may not make much sense, but that's their law. But what the attorney said, Sasha Phillips, with Bartley last night about a 14-year sentence for a man who's in poor health, if that's a death sentence. I think she's absolutely right, and it's completely out of proportion with the nature of the crime.
And a labor camp on top of that. So we'll continue to follow the story here on the Big K Morning Show. Looking for hometown heroes, and we need your help. Do you know somebody doing extraordinary things in our communities? We want to know about it. We'll celebrate our 12th year already in October. And we need you to go to kdkradio.com and nominate a hometown hero and appreciate all the men and women who we have recognized and the work they do every day to make our southwestern Pennsylvania community better. And they do. Coming up, there's a lot going on this weekend. We're going to talk about those details. Do you remember Debbie Gibson, Paul?
I sure do.
She's performing tonight at Stage AE. Her show's called Electric Youth. Mother Nature may help with that, too.
Wasn't that the name of one of her albums, I think it was?
Yes. Yeah. She's 53. She was a big teen star in the 80s.
Yes, I remember playing her hit songs.
The first concert ever at then Heinz Field, now Acrisure, was NSYNC. And she was on the bill. And I remember seeing her then. So that's been over 20 years now. But she's at Stage AE tonight. I'm looking at all the acts that are in and around town. And this is the weekend for the Pittsburgh Vintage Grand Prix. This is such a unique and cool event with the antique race cars of the past that attract people from all over the world to Schenley Park. We talked to Dan Del Bianco, the executive director, the other day about the details. And have you ever seen one of these races?
Oh, yes.
At Schenley Park, Saturday and Sunday. And there's all kind of stuff going on associated with it. So it's Pittsburgh Vintage Grand Prix. That's gvpg.org. And you can check out what they've got going on there.
I know I have a friend who's going to be involved very, very heavily in this weekend's event.
And you know who's at Star Lake tonight? Dan and Shay.
Oh, and haven't heard from them in a while.
They've won a bunch of awards. And
on a roll for several years at both of the Country Music Award programs.
And from North Allegheny High School. Dan and Shay have been really popular. Last time they were with Kenny Chesney when he came previous to this summer. They kind of kicked off some of that. Seems like ancient history now.
It sure does.
Kenny Chesney show. And what else is going on? You got a regatta up at Moraine State Park Saturday and Sunday. Pirates are back home hosting the Diamondbacks tonight.
And on Sunday, guess who's pitching?
Paul Skeens, everybody. We're going to talk to Pirates broadcaster Joe Block. What I want to ask Joe about is the new guys. Remember, the MLB trade deadline came and went, and late in the day, the Pirates made some moves, and by all accounts, fans are okay with it.
Now, the outfielder, De La Cruz, was 2-for-4 in his first game with the Pirates on Wednesday night. The other player, Kiner Falefa, the infielder, has not been playing as of late because of a sprained knee, but I saw video of him taking grounders with the Pirates in practice. So it can't be too long until we get to see him as well. And both of them have been batting very well, and obviously De La Cruz got off on the right foot. He's already .500 as a Pirate.
Yeah, he hit two hits in his first game with the Bucks.
Yep.
So we'll talk to Joe Block about the new guys, and you can see them here this weekend.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Odyssey celebrates the back-to-school season, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one. Or draft pick number one. gone.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.